Thank you. The mighty God, the wonderful God, the marvelous God, the one that does great things. We worship you. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord,
you are the Lord, let your name be glorified.
Chapter 2 from verse 23. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain For your vindication, he has poured down to you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. I was happy when rain fell yesterday. It's easy to preach something like this when you have had the experience a day before. There is an early rain and there is a latter rain. We know what fell yesterday is an early rain. In fact, some even believe that after it has fallen, it might stop for some time and then start later. And then there's a kind of rain that after there's like a dry season for some time, it falls again. That's the latter rain. But the Lord is saying it pleases the Lord, for he has given you the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. Can we continue, sir? And the threshing floor shall be full of grains, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Can I hear the church say amen? I will restore to you, after I've given you the former and the latter rain, your vat will be filled with grain, and I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hooper and the destroyer and the cutter. Can we go, King James? My great army, which I sent among you, I will restore to you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Let us know, brethren, let us know, we are in the season of the reigns of the Lord upon everybody. We are in the season of the outpouring of God's rain. The rain represents one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit in the Bible is the rain. And the Lord is telling us that he will give us the rain in its season for our vindication. And things will change. There shall be restoration and many things when he sends us the rain. And the rain, or the latter rain and the former rain, are a picture of the Holy Spirit that God wants to give us in this season. John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. John 4, 13 to 14. Jesus speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So Jesus, again, giving the picture of the Holy Spirit by water, rain, water, picturing. So picture in your mind everything that water does on the ground, everything that water does on earth, the Holy Spirit does the same thing for you spiritually. Everything that water does physically, the Holy Spirit does the same thing for you spiritually. John 7, 37, at the last day of the feast of a great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Continue. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So there is a dimension of the spirit that God gives us that is in us. And there's a dimension of it that comes upon us. Listen, when you give your life to Christ, the one of the first things that happens to you is that the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. But it lives in you according to a certain measure. Amen. Then when there is an outpouring, there is a bursting forth of Holy Spirit in you. The spring of water in you. The river in you that looks as if it has been contained. It bursts forth. The rain comes upon you also. So when the two, a rain upon you, a bursting forth of the Spirit within you come, there is like, I don't know how to explain it. There are wonderful things and there are great things that happens. A bursting from within you of the Holy Spirit. And the rain of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. Did you notice in the rainy season, the rivers are full and the rains are coming. to all around, there is more than enough water for everything that you need water for. And that is the season that we are in, and that the Lord wants to pour forth the dimensions of His Spirit upon us. Zechariah 10, verse 1. Let's check Zechariah 10, verse 1. Ask a rain from the Lord in the season of a spring rain, from the Lord who makes the storm clouds, and He will give them showers of rain to everyone, their vegetation in the field. Simple. There is a rainy season. And the Lord said, in the season of the rain, ask for the rain. From the day of Pentecost is the season of the rain of the Holy Spirit. So we are still in the season of the rain of the Holy Spirit. And God is telling us, in this season, we can always, we can continually ask Him for the rain. Because it's the season of the rain. It's the season of unending rain. And we can always ask Him for the rain. Can I show you a picture that I desire to happen in your life? Genesis chapter 7. Let's read verse 11 and 12. Genesis chapter 7. Let's read 11 and 12. Is your land dry? Are you weary in your spiritual life? Are things no longer working the way they are supposed to? Is your Christian life boring? What you need is a fresh rain. Look at it. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of a month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth. Remember, out of you shall flow springs, fountains of living waters. When the rain fell in the time of Noah, rain has never fallen before. All what they had are fountains, springs, rivers that give them water. But when the rain fell, look at it. And on that day, all the fountains of a great deep burst forth. And the window of the heavens were opened. 12. And rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Going back to what I was explaining to you, in us are fountains of living waters that the Lord wants to burst forth, to burst out. And then the rain comes upon us. And in every area of our life, we are filled, baptized with the rain of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands up and say, let your rain fall upon me this morning. Come, 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 Holy Ghost, come. Lift your hands up and let your rain fall. Let your rain fall upon me. Let your rain fall. Let your rain fall. Let there be a bursting forth of the fountains within me. Let there be a bursting forth of the fountains within me. Let there be a bursting forth of the fountains within me. Let there be a bursting forth of the fountains within me.
Holy Ghost, come, come, come. Holy Ghost, come, come, come. Holy Ghost, come, come. Come, come, come.
Come, come, come,
yeah. Holy Ghost, come, 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 Holy Ghost, come, 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 Holy Ghost, come, 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 Holy Ghost, come. Come. Come.
We thank you. John 3:34. For he whom God has sent alters the word of the Lord. Can we read the latter part together? Let's go. One, two, go. For he keeps the spirit without. Can we read from the beginning again? Let's go. One, two, go. For he whom God has sent alters the words of God. For he keeps the spirit without. Have you been to the ocean before? The water is there without measure. It is according to your container that you carry it. Hello, are you here this morning? The dimensions of what God wants to pour out on you is only limited by your container. It is only limited by you. It is not limited by God. Can we move a step further? Why then do we need the outpouring? Is it for show off? Is it for us to speak in tongues? Is it for people to fall under the anointing? Is it for you to hit the head on the block and wake up and go home? Is it for you to feel very high in the spirit that you are crying, laughing, and happy, and after that you go home and nothing happens? Is it for euphoria? Is it for temporary happiness? Why does the Holy Spirit, why does the Lord always pour the Holy Spirit on the people? Let's see as many as we can take this morning as we pray. Number one, what are the benefits of the outpouring in our lives? And these are the reasons why you must always desire the outpouring of Holy Spirit. Last week we looked at the outpouring in different dimensions. How it came upon the old church. How it came upon a family. How it came upon an individual. Why it fell in different areas. Even in your bedroom, you alone praying, there can be an outpouring of the rain of Holy Spirit upon you. Not in church alone. Why? Why? Number one, by the outpouring, every the spiritual and heavenly, let me cut again. By the outpouring, the resources of the spiritual and heavenly rain are made available for you for earthly use. By the outpouring of a rain, by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you, the resources of the heavenly realm, the resources of the spiritual realm, the power of God made manifest, everything that makes God, God in heaven, is made available, part of it, tidbit, made available for you to use on earth. By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, what the power by which God created the heaven and earth is made available to you. And by that pouring on you, under the rain, you can begin to speak word and begin to create things by your word. Your word becomes a command. Why? The heavenly resources are now at your disposal. Lift your two hands up and say, by the outpouring of your rain, let heavenly resources, resources of the heavenly realm, be made available to me. Or now, let them be made available to me. 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 Let them be made by the outpouring today. Now, by your pouring today, let every heavenly resources be made available. Be made available. We thank you. We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. So we are saying, as the river bursts forth within us and the rain comes, it becomes like a very big river flowing. And in that river are many things you can pick. We are saying, as the rain is coming upon you, it's coming upon you with the dimensions of many things. You can pick your own according to your need. And the first is our heavenly resources. What make heaven tick? Is made available for you. I see you doing great things this week by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. But you see, I've always told you, it's like a gun at home. I'm robber, come to your house, you have a gun. If you don't shoot it, it doesn't make a difference. Many of you have the Holy Spirit in you. the rain always comes upon you, but you go home and start complaining. You go home and sit down. You go home and stay sad. When there is a gun, you can pick and shoot. Heavenly resources, resources of the spiritual realm, are made available to you by the power of Holy Spirit. The question is, what are you doing with it? There will be a fresh outpouring of that power upon us in the name of Jesus. Number two thing that the Holy Spirit, the outpouring, does for us is that it brings empowerment and enablement for life and ministry. And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That power is an empowerment for your life and your ministry. That power is an empowerment. The power of the Holy Spirit upon you is an empowerment for you in the workplace. The power of the Holy Spirit upon you is an empowerment in everything you do. It's an empowerment for you in your neighborhood. It's an enabling power. In fact, the outpouring brings an awakening, an empowerment, and an enabling upon you. So when the rain of the Holy Spirit falls upon us, it gave us an empowerment, an enablement for life and for ministry. So by that empowerment, things not working in your life becomes alive. Things dead come alive. Because the Holy Spirit brings an empowerment and an enablement for you. The third thing that the outpouring does for us is found in Ezekiel 37. Most of us know that story. Let's read it again. It brings life to us. It brings life to us. And if there is a part of the outpouring that I love this part of life. Life, life, life to dead issue. By the outpouring, you see, last week everywhere was dry. Everywhere dry. But when rain started falling, we started seeing green things coming out. That's the same way in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Any area of your life that is dead, down, and now that you are giving up on, when the Holy Spirit comes, what happens? Life comes. Life comes. Life comes. Life comes. If there is one prayer I want to pray this morning, is that let there be life. Let there be life. Remember, I've told you, living is different from existing. I'm not saying you are not breathing. I'm saying you can do better with your life. And that is what we call life. Ezekiel 37, let's read from verse 1. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around them. And behold, there were many on the surface of a valley. And behold, they were dry. The answer to anything dry is the bread and the water of the Lord. That is always the answer. It's always the answer. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh Lord God, you know. And he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, said the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover your skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesy. I've always told you, many people are waiting for God to do things, and God is waiting for them to do things. His instruction is that you prophesy. So under the rain this morning, as the rain is here outpouring and the river is bursting out of you, what you do is open your mouth and prophesy into your future. Prophesy life into your situations. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this land, and that they may live. So I can't. God can prophesy.
God can bring it alive, but God wants a collaboration for great things on the earth. God wants collaboration with man for great things on earth. And they live. So as I commanded, as the professor has commanded, as he commanded me, the bread came into them and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceeding great army. Verse 11, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of New Estate Baptist Church, you see. Behold, they say, our bones are dry up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Verse 12. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. That is the thing that happens to them that will prophesy this morning. Don't wait for your pastor to prophesy for you. Speak to your bones. Speak to areas of your life that are not working. The outpouring, the outpouring, the outpouring, the outpouring is meant to make life available for everything that is dead. And the Lord is taking some people out of the grave by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. Another thing the outpouring does is to give you courage and boldness. Acts chapter 4 from verse 29. After they have been threatened not to preach the gospel, they came together and prayed. And after praying, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant your servants to continue to speak your word with boldness. When they were afraid and they said, Lord, we are afraid. Look at what they are saying. Give us boldness. Continue. While you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaking. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The antidote to fear is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you. It takes away every fear. So by the outpouring this morning, as we pray, that the Lord touch us, that the rain fall upon us afresh, as we pray, and the fountains burst forth from us, know that you are entering a new level of courage. Courage. Strength. Boldness. That you have never imagined before. One very notable thing, the next point, one very notable thing that you see wherever there is an outpouring of the Spirit of God upon people is their passion, zeal, and fervency. Everywhere, 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 everywhere. I shared my story last week. Just a normal Baptist boy, born again, but no fervor, no fervency, no zeal, no passion until the Holy Spirit came upon me. And man carried the Bible all around the school and started preaching the gospel with all my friends. The Spirit brings boldness upon you. Listen, apart from evangelism, are you a marketer? Have you been given targets? And you don't know how to talk to people? By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, He gives you passion, zeal, and fervency. Boldness to be able to talk to people. You that you are hiding somewhere, and your business needs people. You need to know how to talk. That the outpouring is there to help you. Just like you can speak boldly to people about Christ, you can speak boldly to people about your product. And it's not only you speaking boldly and with passion. It's that there's a grace upon you that makes people accept what you say, not only by you saying it. All these things are found in the outpouring. Lift your two hands up. If you can pray in the Spirit, can we pray in the Spirit together? He said, ask for the rain. Arianana elebo koria malebo si delelebo. Aria da 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 makeria la la da da ba. Eria da 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 makaria la la ba si delebo kuria. Eri elebo koli meji delebo koria la la ba. Anta lebo koli meji delebo koria kala. Malebo si delelebo koria na 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 makaria ma. Etele mokuri mekeria na 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 makanda. Ebele boshinde lebo koria. Aria na 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 makali mokuli mede lebo. Aria talama zantalaba. Ekete lebo koria na na na. Eria na 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 makani nebo shinde lebo. Aria la 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 ba. Ekeria la 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 ba keria. Malebo shinde lebo koria la. Anta lebo koria na 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 na. Can I hear you pray? Melebo shita. A fresh outpouring of your spirit upon me. Eremo koria na na na, e sete lebo koria la la, magata la makete, mete lebo kutete debe, eria na 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 makete de, meria de lebo koria, azanta bakari bo koria, elebo si de lebo koria na na ma, aria de lebo koria na na ma, e sete lebo koria, akata la makaria. Eri nebo koria na na na, ekete lebo koria na na, ekete lebo koria, akari bo koria la la basi de lebo koria. Ere de lebo koria mazanda la ba. Ekere bo koria na 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 ma koria ba. Ekete lebo koria mazanda la. Ekeri bo shita. Can you talk to him? Malibo koli mejita laba. Eke tele mokuri mekere mokuria. Ata la makata li mokole me. Eria nanana makete le mokuria. Aria dada makeria. Opo kole mekeria. Your head. Opo milo, your head. Eria dada makaria. Eke tele mokoria nana. Eria da da makaria, esete bekeria na 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 ma, opokone bekeria da 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 ba, esete bekeria da 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 ba. Malebo shitele lebo koria mata da 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 ba. Ekeria da 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 ba, esete bekeria makaria, anta lebo koria da da da, makate lebo koria, eria na na makaria. Opokole mejita laba. Eria nanana makeria. Let your rain fall. Let your rain fall upon me. Eri moko li mekele moko. Aria talama kadele lebo. Eri kerede lebo koria. Imekeria da. Masanta lebo koria. Ikete lebo koria. Imekete lebo koria. Aria katalaba keria. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, the catch word for today is ask. Ask for the rain. Ask. In the corners of your room, in your office, wherever you are, ask. That's the catch phrase. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain. We bless you. We thank you. We thank you. Let me just take more. I've taken like 5 out of 21 reasons for that pouring that I have here. Number 6, for the endowment of a gift of a spirit. The Lord wants you to prophesy. The Lord wants to give you the gift of word of knowledge. The Lord wants to give you the gift of healing. The Lord wants to give you the gift of miracles. It is not for pastors alone. Those gifts are for the children of God. And in the midst of the outpouring, He makes it available. In fact, you know, sometimes the Lord does not bother about age. There was a time Years ago, I can't remember, maybe 7-8 years ago, I was teaching about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So after teaching, we started praying, and the Spirit of God came. One of our sons in this church was like 4 at that time, like 4. The Spirit came upon him. Wow! She started blowing forth in tongues, crying and bursting forth in tongues. He was like age 4 or 5. He's in the secondary school now. But the Spirit of God came upon him. All the gifts exhibited by men of God all around the world in the outpouring, he makes it available for you. Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? Last week we were in church praying. And one of the services, after we prayed, there was a woman, somebody gave a prophecy. But the prophecy was in tongues. And afterwards, one of my sons came to meet me after service. The Lord had that tongue that the woman was blowing. He had the interpretation of it, word for word. He had never experienced it before. Just in a service like this, when we were teaching the outpouring, we never even lay hand on anybody. He was able to interpret that tongue. And you know what? He wants to do that same thing for you. Will it not be good when you are seated at home? Your children are in school. They are doing something wrong. And they come back home. And you say, what did you do in school today? You say, I don't. Mommy, what is it? And they say, did my spirit not see you when you went to that place I asked you not to go to? Who is Momori Oluwa? He said, Mommy, it's my friend. He's in class 2A. Say, yes, ma. You think that thing is for television? It's for you also. Are you here? He can pour his spirit upon you without measure. And the dimensions of the gifting of the Holy Spirit are exhibited in every area of your life. So by the heart warning, they are endowments with a gift. Look at me, please. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 14, it said, desire spiritual gifts. And in a service like this, where there is an outpouring, you can desire it. Which gift of a spirit would you like to have? Think about it. He can make it available to you. But the question is, why do you want that particular gift? If your motives are right, you can have it. Anything apart from service to God is a waste for the gift. But I just want you to know, when there is an outpouring, the gift of God comes powerfully upon the church. In the future, see this same year, we are going to teach on the gift of the Spirit. By that time, I believe COVID regulation won't have much of COVID again. We can lay hands on you and transmit some gifts into your lives. The outpouring brings transformation. For everybody, that there is a bursting forth of the fountains from within and the rain of the Spirit upon them, there is always a transformation. Always. Anyone with the Holy Spirit that said he has encountered the Holy Spirit without a transformation is a liar. The Holy Spirit is the transforming Spirit of God. And when it comes in encounter with anyone, their lives are transformed. Pastor, whenever I want to pray, by the time I pray for 2 minutes, I just discover that I wake up the following morning. You need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you. There is something the Bible calls the Spirit of Grace. In Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. There is something the Bible calls the Spirit of Grace. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a Spirit of Grace and pleas for mercy. King James say a spirit of grace and supplication. So you are weak in the place of prayer, the Spirit comes upon you And every time you have this urge to pray, there becomes an unction to pray upon you. Is your prayer life weak? You need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He will transform your life. He will transform your destiny. He will break addictions in your life. He will put an end to evil habits. What you have always wanted to stop that you can't stop. When the outpouring of the Holy Spirit hits you, it takes away the urge that makes you want to smoke. It kills it permanently. So as the river is flowing this morning, there are many things that can be picked from the river by different kinds of people. Life, some transformation, some gifts, different kinds of things happening in the rain. And the river are flowing. Which one do you want? Out of the outpouring. Do you know what? When there is an outpouring, there is always the spirit of a revelation and the prophetic. Always. Joel chapter 2. Your sons and daughters shall see visions. Is it that Joel 2:28? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old shall see dreams. And your young men shall see visions. Revelations. Prophetic greetings, imagining anything that wants to happen to your husband, you know before it happens. Imagine anything that wants to happen in your office, you know before it happens. You will just sit down and be laughing at people planning evil against you. Before they do it, you had a vision. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit makes that available for us. And that is what some of us have enjoyed for years and ages. And then people look at you and you look as if you are different. We are ordinary. But we have been made extraordinary by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us. And He's still working in our lives up to today. In the next 10 minutes, I would like us just to pray. And we can pick anything we want. Out of the river. Let me read other things I have here that I will take in the second service. By the outpouring, we have supernatural encounters. We have healing. We have deliverances. We have fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. We have joy for everyone depressed. By the outpouring, joy comes and takes away that mourning, that sadness, that thick cloud. Joy overflows it. By the outpouring, the anointing comes. Anointing, graces, mantras, ministries are delivered to people's hands under the outpouring. The outpouring also brings a judgment. Ananias and Sapphira were judged in the outpouring. The outpouring will judge your enemies also. The outpouring brings a spirit of worship upon the congregation. A worship anointing, a worship flow, a worship breakthrough. The outpouring brings divine visitation and different kind of things that comes with it. It brings open doors. It brings all round victories. I just want us to pray. We thank you. We thank you. What do you want? Can we just bow our heads and just talk to you? Let your rain fall upon me. Let your rain fall. Let your rain. Let your rain fall. Let your rain fall. Let your rain fall above me. Outpouring. Let your rain fall upon me. You can lift up your head. Lift up your head. You can lift up your hands to Him. Let your rain fall upon me. Let that be your prayer. We can burst forth in spirit. You pray for the river to burst forth out of you. And the rains come upon you. Lift your hands up to him. Lift your hands up to him. Or take your best position for prayer. Whatever it is. Whether standing, kneeling, lying down. Just take your best position. Your loving position for prayer. You can have your seat. You can raise your hand. But there's one prayer point we are praying here. For the next 5-10 minutes. One prayer point. Let your rain fall upon me. Let your rain fall upon me. Can you pick? Can you pick? Can you pick? Can you pick? Malebo goli meke riadada. Maria da 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 ba. Maria da 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 bo. Maria ka da 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 da. Maria da da da. Maria da 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 da. Maria da 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 da. Your rain. Let your rain fall on me. Let your rain fall on me. Let your rain fall on me. Ariatala makatalaba. Etele bokoria na na na. Ebede bokoria la 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 ba. Eria na 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 maketele lebo. Maria da la 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 ba. Eria da da ba. Ede bokoria. I have supernatural encounter. Angelic encounter. By the reign of the Lord. Angelic encounter. An encounter with the Holy Spirit. Mare bokoria tala. Etele bokoria da da da. Mare bokoria makare de debo. Atalaba karia talaba. Etele bokoria da. Matalaba karia. Etele bokoria da da da. Mare bokoria da 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 da. Etele de 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 de. The rain shall bring the difference. Upon my family. Let the rain bring the difference. Upon my family. Let the rain bring the difference. Let the rain make a difference. Upon my family, Ariatale Bokoria Dada, Antale Bokoria Dada, Mare Bokoria Dalaba, let your rain fall, let your rain come, Ariatale Bokoria, Antala Bakatana. Etele bokoria dala, eria da 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 ba, makata la bakaria, eria da 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 ba, makata la bakaria. Yore, mane bokoria da 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 ba, eria, eria na 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 ma, ebelele bokoria da 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 ba, maria tala bakaria da 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 ba, mane bojitelele bokoria, maria tala bakata la, mazanta bakaria. Eria da 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 da, makata le bokoria. Aria da 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 ba, makata la bakaria. Ebebebebebebebo, Maria da 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 ba. Eteria ba e. Yore, no Lord, yore. Ramakaria bakaria. Etetepekere bokoria. Yoreza. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I've seen people do business and struggle because the rain has not fallen, and they are Christians. I've seen gifted musicians release albums and nothing happens to it. There is no rain upon it. I've seen people not gifted. There's a rain upon what they do. Their names are spread everywhere. The rain makes a difference. Are you here? The rain makes a difference. I've seen Christians carry going about as if they are dead. But when the rain comes upon them, it gives them life and changes everything about their life. Listen, is there any area of your life that is not working? We are here because of you. The rain is coming upon that area. And there is bringing a transformation. Transformation. Lift your two hands. Say, transform me by your rain, by your outpouring. By your outpouring, let there be a transformation. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Let there be a transformation. 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 Ademokole mekeria. Rama rerebo koria. Etelebo kuria na na materia da. Libe ketelebo kuria da la. Eria da 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 materia da. Makatalama. Etelebo kuria. Aria da 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 da. Transform me, O Lord. By your name, by your name, by your name. In the name of Jesus. Mighty name. We have prayed. I've told you that the dimension of our prayer I love most is life. It's life. It's life. Bringing life to dead issue. We are going to lift our hands up and say, let your rain fall upon me and bring life to every dead area. If you can pray in the spirit this time, I want you to pray in the spirit. If you cannot pray in your understanding, say, as I lift my hands up to you, anything dead, any dead area of my life by your outpouring, bring life, 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 marede de bogoria na nama, atata na bakati de le bogori ke de de lebo, aria katata na baka, eria tala maka, abakata na bakaria tata, mekete le bogoria kata, aria katala bakaria, eria katala bakaria, eria tata na baka. Makata la bakaria, eria kata la bakata, makata tata la bak, eria tata la baka, epekete le bokoria, eria na 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 maka, maria kata la baka. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's close by Isaiah 32:15. Our time is fast, man, but we'll not leave here without Isaiah 32:15. Can we all read together? Let's pray. And until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and a fruitful field. So if your life is like a wilderness, by the power of the Spirit now, what's happening? It's becoming a fruitful field. Do you understand? And in case it's a fruitful field already, by the power of the Spirit, what is it becoming? A forest. There is something for everybody in this service today. Can we pray together? Say, by the authority of the Spirit, my wilderness becomes a fruitful ground. My fruitful ground becomes a forest. By the authority of your Spirit, O Lord. We give you honor. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Lift your hands to him. Just lift your hands to him. Sweet angels of the living God, do what you have come here to do. The angels of mercy of the Lord, Malibo Kuliaka, Ekelemo Korea Mazantalaba. Thanks for your visitation here, Maria Lama, Ekeribo Korea Kala. Do your works of mercy in the midst of your people. Eria Kalebo Kuria Nanama Ketelebo Kuria. This week I commit you to the hands of the Lord. Let there be angelic help for everybody yesterday. Eria nama katele bo korea. Ekeria na laba karia. Oboleme shita laba. Can we just one more prayer? Just say, I receive the help of Holy Spirit this week. I receive help. Can you thank the Lord for answering prayers? We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Stretch your hands towards the altar. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine. Make His face shine upon you. May the Lord pour His Spirit upon you. Out of you, let it flow rivers of living water. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you. Give you joy, peace, all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. See you at the house fellowship. God bless you.